The Planning Institute of Jamaica, the PIOJ, is reporting that the economy grew by 2.2% for the July to September quarter. Director General of the PIOJ, Dr. Wayne Henry, says this economic growth momentum is expected to continue in the months ahead. He notes that unemployment, which is a major area of interest for the Jamaican people, is on the decline. Dr. Henry was speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
We are happy about the growth, but we want to know that this growth is having an impact on employment and standard of living.
I think that's an excellent point. You can have what we call jobless growth.
That's right.
And as we recovered from the 2008 recession, you saw particularly in the US, as they were recovering, that they had a spate of jobless growth. And now what's happening, that jobs are being created. And I think that's important. As at July 2016, and that's the latest numbers we have coming out from the Statin Labor Force Survey, we saw unemployment at 2.9%. And they said that's been the lowest in several years, because it's 0.2 percentage point lower than a year ago, and then 0.9 percentage point lower than when we reported as at April, the April numbers. And in April, we said that you found that even though jobs were being created, you saw an increase, if you recall, in unemployment in April. And we said what was happening is that more persons were entering the labor force than were finding jobs. And now that you see the pace of job creation is such that even though the labor force continues to increase, more persons are finding jobs. So you see the unemployment rate coming down to now, as at July 2016, 12.9%.
Where are these jobs being created?
Good question. So the main drivers, and so from our industry groups across the board, you're seeing increases in terms of employment, but mainly you're seeing increases in the wholesale and retail. And so you're thinking of, you know, the buying and selling, it may be, you know, aligned with increased demand, increased aggregate demand in the economy, as business and consumer confidence increases, that people are demanding more and people are being employed to produce and to supply more. You're seeing in manufacture jobs increasing in large measure, and you're seeing some increase coming in the hotel sector, agricultural tourism sector. Agriculture, you're seeing jobs being created. Agriculture, forestry and fishing, we're seeing some jobs in the hotel sector with the hotel expansion, room expansion, we're seeing jobs there. And in the construction sector, you're seeing jobs being created. So we're seeing in those areas job pickup. Now we think it's important, because the point we made is that at the onset of the recession, so as the largest numbers we saw in employment were at about 2008, when we saw just before the recession, the global recession, we lost some 90,900 jobs over that period. So measured as at October 2011, we had lost 90,900 jobs in Jamaica. And the reading as at July 2016, we've created 103,000 jobs.
Is that
so? We've now, and it obviously wouldn't necessarily be the same jobs.
Yeah, but we have created more than we have.
More jobs. And we had projected it, and I'd said it some time ago, and persons were saying, well, that's a bold projection. But the numbers were suggesting that we are seeing increases coming. The BPO sector, again, is business process outsourcing, you know, absorbing quite a bit in terms of job
demands. What are we doing in youth unemployment?
Youth unemployment declined also.
That declined also
by 1.3 percentage points. So globally, you find that the youth unemployment levels are always typically higher than the average unemployment levels. And that's the case here also in Jamaica, that you're seeing youth unemployment now at 29.6%. And it was like about 32% previously. So we have seen youth unemployment falling, meaning more jobs being created for young people. And that's very important. Somebody say, how do you know you're not measuring persons who are discouraged and no longer want to be in the labor force? But the numbers support that you're seeing less persons reporting that they are not looking for work, less persons reporting that they are staying home with dependents, less persons reporting that they are at school part-time. So those numbers have fallen, which has seen a commensurate increase in the numbers entering the labor force. So we think it coincides with an increase in confidence that more people are coming to look for work, expecting to find work. And I think that's very good. That augurs well. So we have some more analysis to do around that. But the numbers are very promising, very encouraging, because we are seeing that decline in youth unemployment, as you are seeing an overall decline in unemployment.
Director General of the Planning Institute of Jamaica, Dr. Wayne Henry, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.